So Say the Fallen by Stuart Neville. Narrated by Deirdre O'Connell. I can't just live for the other world. I need to live in this one now. So say the fallen. So they've said since time began. The Drop. Dennis Lehane. Chapter 1. Detective Chief Inspector Serena Flanagan focused on the box of tissues that sat on the coffee table between her and Dr. Brady. A leaf of soft paper bursting up and out, ready for her tears, just like when she'd been diagnosed with cancer. A box like this one had sat close to hand on the desk. She didn't need one then, and she didn't need one now. Dr. Brady had no interest in abnormal cells, growths, tumors. Flanagan's mind was his concern. He sat cross-legged in the chair on the other side of the table, chewing the end of a biro. It clicked and scratched against his teeth, a persistent noise that triggered memories of exam halls and waiting rooms, and made Flanagan dig at her palms with her nails. The counselor pursed his lips and inhaled through his nose in a way that Flanagan found even more irritating than the click-scratch of the pen. Irritating, because she knew it preceded another question that she had no desire to answer. "Do you feel you owe anything to Colin Tandy's family?" he asked. "No," Flanagan said. "Nothing."
"You're quite emphatic about that."
"He made his choice," she said. "He set out to kill me that morning. He failed, so I killed him." Dr. Brady paused, his gaze fixed on hers, a small smile on his lips that might have appeared kindly to anyone but Flanagan.
"But you didn't kill him," he said. "You killed the other one, the gunman. Colin Tandy rode away on the motorbike. You had nothing to do with him winding up under a bus."
Flanagan saw herself outside the small terraced house on the outskirts of Lisburn, where she'd taken a statement from an assault victim. She remembered the street, the graffiti painted white on red brick. She saw the bike, the two men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?